This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot to talk about today. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What do we want to start with? Well, since this here is my juke joint, I'm going to start with Burger King's new vegetable burger. That's right. What a joke this is. Using vegetables to mimic the taste of beef. What? Vegetables can't stand on their own? What happened to salads? Now you may be asking yourself, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, heard in multiple markets twice, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and sometimes on the weekends. What are you talking about? Why are you talking about the Burger King veggie burger? See, it's because you're not as astute as you should be, and you haven't been paying attention in class. Because I'm going to put this in perspective for you. See, what's happening here, folks, is the slow drip of leftism replacing real meat with fake meat. I'm going to let you think about that for just a second, because maybe you can track. Real meat with fake meat. They want a vegetable to taste like a burger. Vegetables aren't good enough to just taste on their own. Why can't asparagus like Oprah? I'm going to give you a broccoli crust versus a bread crust. I'm going to give you fake bread, okay, or broccoli cheese. I don't know what they're mixing in there, but it's all fake, right? And it's to make you feel better about yourself. It's supposed to be better for your body. It's supposed to make you healthier, et cetera, et cetera. Let me put this in terms maybe you can understand. Replace real men with fake men. Does that help you a little bit? Does it kind of draw a parallel between real meat and fake meat? Pardon the pun. But real men are being replaced with fake men. Do you see it? Cuomo of CNN is a fake dude. He's not a real dude. Did you watch him apologize because he gave his pronouns after Kamala Harris gave her pronouns? I want to apologize to the pronoun community because I said my pronouns are he, him, and whatever else. He's afraid to be a real man. Fake men. Toxic masculinity means America and the world must rid itself of real men. Instead, go with fake men, or better yet, how about this, America? How about this? No men. Oh, you think it's just men? Replace real women with fake women. At the rate we're going, ladies listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, the real woman, the conservative woman, will be a thing of the past. If you don't believe me, look at what's happening in the transgender community where women are finally complaining. They're saying, look, I just saw this story recently. A girl said, these girls came out after running track and said, all these transsexual men to women are dominating our sports. Oh, do I need to go back to the burger? That fake veggie burger that is supposed to replace the beef burger? Oh, it's innocuous, right? Oh, wow. You see the commercials. It really does taste just like beef. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It can give you all the things of beef. But if you're a beef connoisseur, there's no veggie burger that can replace beef. By the way, I like my beef medium rare. Give me a veggie burger that's medium rare. I'd love to have one. I don't eat my beef cooked fully. When I was a kid, I did, because I thought, I was like, who eats red meat? But as I grew older and started appreciating the taste of meat, in fact, I had a ribeye steak that I cooked the other day that was restaurant quality. And you know what? There is no amount of vegetables that could equate to the ribeye that I cooked. I guarantee it. But let's continue. See, we've got real versus fake. Real news has been replaced with, anybody want to help me here? Yes, fake news. Real news is replaced with fake news. Real religion has been replaced with fake religion. You know these people that call themselves spiritualists? Oh, I know, Kevin. It's just a burger, right? What I'm telling you people is these folks out there want to convince you of something that's not the case. They want you to believe in that veggie burger. They want you to believe that by saving the cows, you're saving the earth, and on all the cycle of humanity and spirituality and the age of Aquarius, age of Aquarius. All it is a ruse. Because let me tell you something. If you buy into the fake burger, they can sell you anything. Oh, these vegetables, we're going to take a bunch of broccoli and cauliflower and we're going to mix it all up and we're going to mimic the burger. The fake, we're going to mimic the real beef burger. And ultimately, it'll save the cows and ultimately it'll save the planet. Oh, but it'll kill you because you're going to have a lack of protein. Yeah, I want to convince kids that plants can give them all the nutrients of beef, carnivores, carnivores by nature, by design, by God's gift, and we're going to replace these beef burgers with plants. We're going to call it burger. Oh, by the way, marriage really can be between the same sex. So the new word for burger is no longer going to be associated with beef. It's going to be, oh, well, you want a burger, and they're going to give you one of these vegan burgers, and you're going to go, oh, my life is good. I saved the cow. Plants don't really care. They don't scream out, and everybody's happy. And, oh, by the way, Bobby has two daddies or two mommies because we can change everything. Beef doesn't have to be beef anymore. It can be vegetable. I know. Kevin, what are you talking about with this stupid conversation around Burger King's veggie burger? So I'm telling you, folks, this is how it goes. Let's redefine everything while we're at it. Oh, you religious zealots, you believe marriage is between a man and a woman? What? You believe that a man is a man and a woman is a woman, and there is no such thing as a transgender? They're just people that are mixed up in the head, and God love them, but they just got a problem. What? What you talking about, man? Oh, you don't believe in toxic masculinity? You believe that people are people and there are toxic men, but there are also toxic women? What? Yeah, that's what I believe. Anyway, folks, we got a great show for you today. I'm glad you tuned into the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Crying over you, crying over you.
Man, during the break, my producer's like, why are you crying? I wasn't crying. I was wiping my eye. You ever wiped your eye and you have like salt or some pepper? I was cutting peppers and I had a little pepper on my finger and it got in my eye and my eye like, I'm starting blinking and it gets red and these guys accuse me of crying. I ain't crying. I do cry. I ain't gonna lie though. I cry over movies. I'm emotional over movies. I don't understand me sometimes. Cause like, I could just do real serious damage to somebody physically for the wrong, you know, for like they attack me or hit my kid or something like that. But at a movie, I'm just a sap. You know, when Brian Piccolo was dying of leukemia, I was like, don't die, Brian. But you know what? I freely admit it. I freely admit. And I think that it's kind of, I've learned this about some, and I've seen all types. I got some friends that are the hardest dudes on the planet that ain't cry for nothing. At least I've never seen them cry. And then there are guys like me, man. I could be at the funeral of, you know, your cousin Ray Ray Nim's best friend. And when I see the family cry, I just cry. I emote with them. It's like part of that emotion. Maybe that's what made me good. In dealing with these boards, and you know, when I was a management consultant, because I could feel what was going on in the room. Does that make sense? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Woo! I'm crying, man. Oh, man, crying. Okay, so I'm crying for two reasons. This is why I was crying during the break, since my producers are saying, you were crying. I was not crying. But here's why I was crying during the break. First of all, I missed National Coming Out Day. I know. I'm going to give you guys a minute to cry listening to the program. Yeah, I'll go on, take a second. I can't give you a minute because it would be too long on the radio. But take a minute, I mean, take a second and cry because you missed National Coming Out Day. You had your chance. Now you got to wait a whole other year. That's right. As you guys know, about 7 or 8 years ago, I came out as not gay. I did. Not gay. And the reason I came out as not gay is I believe people were suspecting it anyway. Yeah, I think they kind of figured it out. They're like, Kevin, you got a woman, you have four, you know, you're with a woman, you have four sons, you know, you have a pit bull as a pet, he's a pound pup, but either way, I had Tyson at the time, and I'm beginning to think you're not gay. I mean, and this is in a world where being gay is a good thing. You know, you when you declare that you are gay, people are like, hey, wait, you are so courageous. And I came out not gay. I'm just saying, it was National Coming Out. Were you guys aware of this? Were you guys aware? It was National Coming Out Day the other day. Yeah. Last week. National Coming Out Day. So, yes, I was crying because I missed it. Technically, I don't have to come out anymore because, as I said, I've already come out not gay. But I hope you will, too. You guys know Facebook shut down my not gay page. And I started the NGMW, the Not Gay Man Woman Movement. We had our own flag. It was green, rainbow, like shades of green with three bullet holes in it. Yeah, because we're, you know, we're pro-gun, we're pro-God, and, you know, pro-military. So we had our own flag, and we had our day where we had our Not Gay Pride Day. And we were going to do marches and the whole thing. And Facebook took it down. I had gay people attacking it. And we said, I even said in the, I'm just giving you guys some ideas here, but I even said in the notation, I said, we are not anti-gay. We love our gay counterparts. We're just not gay. And gay people, you're making a mockery. I'm like, how am I making a mockery of what I am? I'm not gay. And man, it just blew their minds. They didn't like it. But also, there's a second reason why I'm crying today. Because that poor little Swedish girl, she didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize. She didn't win it. She didn't win. What's her name? Greta? She didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize. Instead, they gave it to an Ethiopian. Yeah, do you guys know that? That little girl who went to the UN all angry, Greta, she didn't win a Nobel Peace Prize, and they gave it to an African. Yeah. Apparently, black still trumps white. Ethiopian trumps Swedish. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for 2019 in recognition of his efforts to end his country's two-decade border conflict with Eritrea. For the record, there was no country Eritrea. There's Ethiopia. And then Ethiopia got separated. I just want you to have a little history here. Ethiopia got separated a couple decades ago between its Christians and its Muslims. So there was a religious conflict brewing. And, you know, it was massive. I mean, people were killing each other. This is why many people were escaping Ethiopia. I don't want to tell you who was trying to cut off the heads of the others. Okay, I'll let you figure that out for yourselves. But people were having to escape. Anyway, they separated the country, said, Muslims, you take Eritrea. Ethiopians, I think, said, we'll keep Ethiopia. And that'll be that. Anyway, the Norwegian Nobel Institute did not give the award to the Swede, but instead gave this prestigious, I'm using my finger quotes, award to Abiy, Ethiopia's leader, because they praised his important reforms. Important reforms. Because he is, and to his credit, I'm going to be honest with you, he has really tried very hard to make sure that Ethiopians and Eritreans don't fight each other and stay out of religious conflicts. And I'm going to tell you, it's a losing battle because, you know, we are dealing with Muslims here. And as I said, one of my friends came from Ethiopia. It was a funny story because I asked him one time, I said, man, how many countries did you go get through, African countries have you been to? And he says, thought about it, and he goes, three, including his home country of Ethiopia. And I said, really? I go, where were you? And he goes, in escaping Ethiopia, he went through Sudan and one other country. I don't remember who. But he went through two other countries. Maybe it was Sudan and Kenya or whatever. But he went through two countries in order to get freedom into the United States. Now, why did he do that? Because he was headed home. I think I may have told you guys this story. He was headed home. And his friend stopped him and said, hey, you cannot go back home. The head of your best friend is rolling in the streets near your home. He turned around and escaped. And he said, Kevin, he goes, it took 30 days before I found a lake that I could take a bath in. He goes, I was stinky. Anyway, they're giving this guy an award and they said, because he's trying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Syrian and Russian troops providing military assistance to help Kurds repel advancing Turkish forces. This comes as U.S. forces move out of the region. That move could increase Russian President Vladimir Putin's influence in Syria and would likely lessen the Kurds' odds of gaining independence in Syria. A former White House advisor on Russia answering questions in a House impeachment inquiry today, Fiona Hill resigning as the president's top Russia analyst just days before a call in July with the new president of Ukraine. The House launching that inquiry last month after learning Trump repeatedly asked the Ukrainian president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Republican Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida asked to leave the hearing as it began.
I'm on the Agriculture Committee. I'm on a committee that has jurisdiction over impeachment, and I'm not able to participate. What are Democrats so afraid of? That if I go and listen to questions and answers, that it will somehow prejudice their case? Must be a pretty weak case.
Well, Hill is testifying behind closed doors. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What we know for a fact, Bill, is in Ukraine and in China, the only two countries where Joe Biden was point person on U.S. foreign policy, his son cashed in big time in both countries. In Ukraine, 2 months after his father is put in charge of USAID going to Ukraine, he gets this board appointment at Burisma. According to banking records, he was getting $83,000 a month for a job. He had no background in Ukraine, and he had no background in energy. Why that in and of itself should not be investigated, I for the life of me can't understand. And
that was Peter Schweitzer. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back, I should say, if you've been listening. Thank you if you've been listening. If you haven't been listening, shame on you. Shame on you. You probably missed National Coming Out Day, too. Oh, for shame. Schweitzer. That guy really knows how to be an investigative reporter. Yeah. Anyway, somebody else suspects that there's issues related to this whole, you know, Ukraine-China thing, and it happens to be our president, Donald Trump. Let's hear what he had to say. He had a big rally last week in Minnesota. I didn't get to talk about it, but I'm going to feel like Kevin Hart right now. I'm going to talk about it right now because it needs to be talked about. And you know, now we're going to have a chance to talk about it. So here we go. Anyway, here's Donald Trump talking about Hunter Biden and shedding light on that story. He called him out.
Joe's son, Hunter, got thrown out of the Navy, and then he became a genius on Wall Street in about 2 days. By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he? Where's Hunter? Hey, fellas, I have an idea for a new T-shirt. I love the cops, but let's do another T-shirt. Where's Hunter? Where is he? Here's Hunter. Being examined by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd or some of these people. Hunter, it's so great that you're here, sir. Hunter, I know they're giving you approximately $168,000 a month. I hear they paid you a big check of $3 million. I just want to speak on behalf of NBC, who's absolutely one of the worst. I just want to tell you, Hunter, I couldn't be happier for you and your family. And I know you don't know anything about energy, and I know it's an energy company, but I think they made a great deal, Hunter. And then they fly to China. And I'm dealing with people right now. They're tough as hell, those Chinese negotiators. And Hunter, who's not too smart, Hunter, he goes in, he has a meeting, he walks out in his fund with $1.5 billion. These aren't the same Chinese negotiators that I'm dealing with, I can tell you. These are not the same ones, but we are doing very well in that negotiation. Now think of it. Where's Hunter? Okay, get it. So where is Hunter? I want to see Hunter ask these questions. Hunter, you know nothing about energy. You know nothing about China. You know nothing about anything, frankly.
That was awesome. We got another clip we'll play. You've already heard it, but Donald Trump says Joe Biden was kissing Obama's butt. Anyway, let me touch on this for a bit, because let me just say this. When Joe Biden entered this crooked deal with Ukraine and China on behalf of his crackhead son, he never expected the fallout of a President Donald Trump. Hi, glory! Sound like Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son. Yeah, never expected it. See, Biden waited his turn. And this is what the Democrats scripted for him. See, first, crooked Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, received over $140 million from Ukraine for her crooked racketeering family enterprise known as the Clinton Foundation. She was supposed to be president, and after her term in office, Joe Biden would get his shot. After all, creepy crooked Joe stepped aside to allow Hillary her term in office. But a funny thing happened in the Democrats' plot to carve up the world. Donald Trump won. And Trump's win brought with it the draining of the foulest swamp in mankind. The stench would make a billy goat puke. But now Washington, D.C. has a new fragrance. And let's just call it Trump. Leftists hate this, man. I'm not kidding you. They will write to me. I mean, because you could really have some fun by just making everything Trump. I mean, have a conversation. Oh, man, that is so Trumpian. Yeah. Oh, dude, you just trumped me. You know, they hate it. They hate that Donald Trump's name means to come over the top, right? When you play cards, you know, it's called Trumping. You play spades, right? My producer's looking at me like I'm crazy. People listening to the program know what I'm talking about. Whether you play bid with spades or bridge, you trump. You throw your trump card, the card that will defeat the other cards. Anyway, at his rally in Minneapolis, President Trump, he ended Joe Biden's political career, but he also ended Hunter Biden. He ended the dude. That clip that I just played was Donald Trump mocking a crackhead and his father, and essentially saying, who would dare believe it? And let me tell you, it was so genius. I don't even know how to say it's so genius in its simplicity. Here's the simplicity of it. State the obvious, state the truth, state what's not being said, what's not being implied by the media. You got Cuomo going, well, Joe Biden really didn't do any quid pro quo because he didn't gain himself. May not be the case. We got a story that shows that Joe Biden was actually paid to lobby Burisma. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that he was involved himself. Anyway, here's what Fox said. Trump ripped into former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, blasting them both as failures. Hunter, you know nothing about energy. You know nothing about China. You knew nothing about anything. Hunter, you're a loser. And then he proposed the T-shirt. I can guarantee you there are people that watch Trump rallies just to get the catchphrase so they can go out, make the T-shirt or the whatever, and make that. Can you imagine if you came out immediately with a Where's Hunter t-shirt within, you know, 10 minutes, and you said these are available now, and you posted that on that live stream as it was going and said, get your Where's Hunter t-shirt, 10 bucks, you know, XXL, and you were, man, I would be hesitant. Would you make, you know, 20,000 of these shirts pretty quick? I'm no marketeer, but that is pretty impressive. But what did it really do? What did it do? All this talk about Hunter and the cover up by the media and the soft shoeing by people like Cuomo and others is essentially been rendered useless. It's moot. It's moot. Because Where's Hunter is exactly what people want to know. Why isn't this guy appearing before committees? Why didn't, while Robert Mueller was spending $40 million of your taxpayer dollars on issues related to Paul Manafort and Mike Flynn and Papadopoulos, you've got the former vice president in Ukraine threatening to withhold $1 billion if they don't stop an investigation, or an investigation into what? Into his crackhead son getting what's now $83,000 a month. It was a ton of money paid to his company, at least $50,000 a month going to him to sit on a board about something he knows nothing about. And Donald Trump says, I'm going to put it on Front Street. You guys know what happens when Donald Trump decides he's going to put something on Front Street. Let me give you an example, because you may not remember. Donald Trump actually said that because we have such a porous border, we're bringing over illegal bandidos, sex traffickers, and drug dealers. And then everybody accused him of being xenophobic and anti-Mexican and whatever else. And you know what we're doing? We're building a wall, and we are looking into comprehensive immigration reform. For the first time in our political lives, we are actually looking at addressing a problem. What do you think is going to happen? Donald Trump talked about trade. He said, we're getting hosed in trade, and he renegotiated. He got the USMCA right now that the House is trying to stall. And China, he's in the throes of those negotiations. He's also renegotiated agreements with Korea, South Korea, and Japan. He's also redone the G7 in Europe, all to America's advantage, because he said it. What about NATO? Remember when he said that? NATO started paying its bills? Let me tell you what's about to happen to Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's have been put on Front Street.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Debo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Shocker. Shocker.
Donald Trump calls out Hunter Biden at his rally. Calls him, you know, essentially you're a crackhead getting a bunch of money from the Chinese and the Ukrainians. And what does Hunter do? Well, he's decided to step down from the board of the Chinese-backed private equity company, promising to forego all foreign work if his father is elected president in 2020. Well, the good news is Hunter won't have to worry about that. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. After months, this is an article, after months of keeping a low profile as President Trump leveled a barrage of unsubstantiated accusations against him, the younger Biden is publicly avowing to avoid any conflict of interest.
Too late, Hunter.
Oh, man. President Trump, where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? According to a statement released on his behalf by his lawyer, Biden says he'll resign at the end of the month from the management company of the private equity fund that's backed by Chinese state-owned entities. He pledged he wouldn't work for any foreign entities or serve on boards during a potential Biden administration. Reiterated, he never discussed his business activities with his father. No, of course he didn't. He didn't have to. Joe, Creepy Joe, was happy to get his crackheaded job working with the Chinese and the Ukrainians. Here's what it says. Hunter always understood that his father would be guided entirely and unequivocally by established U.S. policy, regardless of its effects on Hunter's professional interests. That is so funny. Oh, man. They are really trying to sell this. He never anticipated the barrage of false charges against both him and his father by the President of the United States. Hey, Hunter, FYI, it isn't just Donald Trump that is barraging for false charges against you. It is the entirety of the nation. Trump and his personal lawyers have repeatedly claimed, without providing evidence, that Hunter Biden made millions of dollars from China while his father was vice president. They also made unsubstantiated, I love this, they made unsubstantiated claims that Joe Biden used his position as a U.S. Administration's point person on Ukraine to help squash an investigation in 2016 of the owner into the owner of one of the country's largest private gas companies where Hunter sat on the board. Yeah, they have a little bit of an optics problem with that on the left because Joe Biden publicly threatened the Ukraine, saying, I'm going to pull this $1 billion out if you don't squash this investigation, and then bragged that they did it. Folks, do you like having your sensibilities tested to this level? Your sensibilities are, people are looking at you going, you're an idiot. Ha, ha, ha. Talk about testing sensibilities. So, let me say what's happening. Because we get it, right? Joe Biden is in big trouble. Have you looked at his numbers? I haven't looked at his numbers. I'll be honest with you. I had a long time to look at his numbers. In fact, I had all weekend to look at his numbers. I don't even bother. Here's what I can tell you about Joe Biden's numbers. They're falling. I don't have to look. I don't need to investigate. I don't need Robert Mueller to tell me that Joe Biden's numbers are falling. Oh, Lord. It's too funny. The number one contender, the Democrats' ace in the hole, Joe Biden, the one that they say matches up against Donald Trump the best. His numbers are cratering, crowbarring. You know they are. Go look it up. Don't. If you want to let me know, please do, kjradio.com, or call us 844-551-8255. The numbers are dropping. I know this. So Biden is in desperation mode. Democrats have tried to come to his aid, but how much can you come to the aid of a guy who has already publicly admitted that he put pressure on Ukraine? I want you to just ask yourself, these are easy thought exercises. I'm going to go there, though, because sometimes you got to remind people how easy this job is at times. Ask yourself if the media would be giving Donald Trump a pass if he had threatened publicly Ukraine. Forget about phone calls with Zelensky. Forget about that. Forget the transcripts and all that. I'm talking about publicly said, look, they were looking into, you know, these things, and this prosecutor had this thing going on, and he was looking into my son, Don Jr., and I said, I'm going to take my $1 billion unless you stop that investigation. And they stopped the investigation, and he brags about it. Do you think in any universe of leftism that we wouldn't be talking about this? You want to talk about a reason to impeach? But Joe Biden, trying to clean up his mess. So the reason why Donald Trump was like, where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? That was last week. Then on Sunday, Hunter decides he's going to step down from the board of this Chinese company. That's right. That happened on Sunday. Last week, Trump was, where's Hunter? No, the media wasn't even trying to find Hunter to get an opinion from him. I want you to understand how amazing this is. If Donald Trump Jr. was a crackhead and was sitting on the board of a company that he knew nothing about their industry, drawing $50,000, had received over $1.5 billion from the Chinese, and whatever else it goes with all these different things, because they say Hunter made more money than that. If that was the case, do you think the media would not be looking for that clown? Man, there would be a bolo out. Be on the lookout for Donald Trump Jr., anybody that looks remotely like him. They'd be interviewing Barron. They'd be looking for anybody that can spell Jr. But nothing. Nobody was looking for Hunter. Nobody was looking for a comment from Hunter. Most people didn't even care about getting a comment from Joe. Oh, and there's another story about Biden in this upcoming presidential debate for the Democrats. Biden says, hands off of Hunter and a discussion of this whole issue. They don't want any questions. So they don't want moderators asking any questions of Joe Biden about this. They've already warned the candidates, don't ask. In other words, don't try to pull a Kamala Harris and ask me about this or else. Or else. I don't know how much coverage this is getting because I'm curious what you think. Joe Biden issuing a warning. Don't ask me anything about Ukraine. Don't ask me about China. Oh, by the way, Hunter stepped down. So here's what you're going to hear Joe Biden say if he's asked. Look, there were no improprieties, but my son did the right thing. He followed procedure. He stepped down. Blah, blah, blah. There's no substantiated allegation. Nothing to substantiate these allegations against us. This is nothing but slander. He's going to talk about it as if it never happened. As if, how can you possibly be saying this about me? Don't you know I used to work for that black man known as Baby Black Jesus? You need to leave me alone. That's what Biden's going to say. Well, let me tell you, smart people in the Democratic Party, if I were running against Joe Biden, the first, and I'm talking about getting some traction, I'd let everybody else not say it. I'd say, well, let me just say this. When I become president, here's what you won't have. You won't have a son. I won't have a son who's got a drug problem, who's been kicked out of the military, getting deals with other countries. I will run our foreign policy very differently. I would, and here's what's funny. You don't even have to say it to that level. I mean, I'm really going after Joe with that. You could just say, when I'm president, there will be no nepotism. There will be no deals cut with countries with any of my relatives and or friends. No lobbying, no nothing. You know somebody's going to go after him about it. They have to. They'd be dumb not to. Yeah. President Trump. He went after him and said, where's Hunter? And Hunter was forced to have to make this statement through his attorneys, because you know that crackhead couldn't have said all that on his own. Unsubstantiated allegations against me. I know I'm a crackhead, and I know that I'm sitting on a board, but there are many crackheads sitting on boards. You just don't know who they are. What could he possibly say? I know lots of crackheads that sit on boards and get $1.5 million from countries when they don't know anything about the business. Everybody knows that. I want to hear Hunter. I don't want to hear it through his attorneys. And also, I want to know how Robert Mueller completely missed the Ukraine thing. And looking for election interference, how did you miss that? That's a pretty big connection. They say this. Under a Biden administration, Hunter will readily comply with any and all guidelines or standards a President Biden may issue to address purported conflicts of interest or the appearance of such conflicts of interest, including any restrictions related to overseas business interests. He will continue to keep his father personally uninvolved in his affairs. Nice try, folks. Nice try. Why didn't he do it now? Well, why did Obama's White House authorize a crackhead to sit on boards? That's the questions we should be asking.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.